This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
I can't imagine that Sewell will be there at 11, but if he was there at 11...
Yeah, I don't think he's going to fall out of the top 10, but Rashawn Slater could possibly be there.
I might absolutely run up to the podium if I were the New York football giant. Even if you don't say the correct college of where that guy went to, I still think I would run straight up to that podium.
Lorenzo Carter, linebacker, Clemson.
This is DCR.
Penei Sewell, tackle, USC.
On 98.7 ESPN.
You. Hang on a minute. Let's let the music play.
My friend named Jack. He's got my back.
Who is
he
this, Jack?
Always seems to know right where I'm at. My friend.
And let's go now. DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance. The big 7 o'clock hour. Was that better for you, Mr. Critique?
I'm not worried about me. This is another one of Cassie's songs. And I know she's up, so she's listening.
Okay.
The song
Turn
is not great for kids,
Turn
though, when they ask you, can I get some whiskey?
Down, down, down. The wine, the beer, the whiskey.
Oh, there you go. All right, Cass. 800-919-3776. So, just to clarify, two things I want straightened out on this wager that we've now made. You will give $250. It's got to be the charity of my choice.
No.
As long as it's approved by the people on the show. Yes, because I don't want... No, because you'll make it to, like, the Canadian Hockey Foundation. I don't want that.
Time out. You see, this is again, you have no idea what I would do.
To the USA Hockey Federation.
Well, that's fine.
I don't want
Canadian
that.
Canadian Hockey for stuff.
I don't want it to go to something like that. I want it to go to Kids in Trouble.
So you want to just send it to your house then?
That'd be fine. You want to send it right over? We'll take $250. No, I want, first of all, you should, I didn't realize, see, when I said $250, I forgot who I'm dealing with. $250 for you is like a dinner.
Yeah.
You really, out of respect to the people, to the charity, you should make it at least $500.
Well, how
you
much
can
respect
say
for
no,
yourself?
But you can say no, but I think the appropriate thing to do would be to say $500.
Now, how about some respect for yourself? I mean, that's where you priced your naked body at $250?
No, I just was looking to try to get something for the kids.
Well, time out. You don't want to release the video because you're naked in the video. And when you came up with an amount for how much it would cost for everyone, I mean, talk about views, everyone to see
well,
you naked.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how I came up with that number, as a matter of fact, because it's 11-1 odds. So really, in actuality, the video is going up, like, you're really putting up like $2,200, you know?
Okay, so the $250 is good, and then I'll pick the charity. Perfect.
No.
That's what you agreed to.
I should be allowed to pick. If you won't raise the money from $250 to $500.
Now you're extorting me is what you're doing.
I'm not extorting.
On live radio, you're trying to extort me.
I picked the charity. I want it to go to the Chris Candy Foundation. Chris, you say no to that? You
no,
want him to give it to
not.
The American Hockey Youth Federation?
Chris, do you say no to the money going to your charity?
Of course not.
What's wrong with
you? Are you comfortable with the Chris Candy Foundation getting some of the money?
I am comfortable with that. Very comfortable, Dave.
Okay. Now, Chris, would you like to match the $250?
Chris, don't fall into the trap.
Yeah,
this is
no
trap.
He's
play
doing.
His games.
I see he's trying to.
I'm raising money
games.
For the children.
No, don't
playground,
play
outdoor, fresh
don't
air.
Don't get involved, Dave, with what you and Rico got going on. I'm just an innocent bystander.
The deal is set. The deal is done.
Yes, $250. Yes, you guys are getting involved.
Charity
and I get
choosing.
To watch
no,
from the sideline.
No,
video
I listen. If you're not willing to go up on the $250, I want it to be the Chris Canty Foundation.
You can't. We already agreed to the bet. Before we went to break, you can't come back
I
and
can
now
do
try
whatever
to change
I want.
The bet.
I can do
you
whatever,
can't do
I
whatever
want
you
do.
Want.
Because
we
I don't think I'm doing anything unfair. I'm not doing anything unsavory. Now, that's for starters. I think you should do whatever charity I'd like, but fine. If you're going to hold this up in the process, fine. So RJ, and I guess if RJ says it, a lot of people might say this, is that he says, what exactly is the video? So when the Giants won the Super Bowl in February of 08, I was so loud, I woke up an infant, a little baby, at the time, Ben, and he was rolling around in his crib. I wanted him to see the final kneel down. So I ran upstairs, grabbed him out of his crib, the sweaty mess that I was, ran back down, stood in front of the TV, but I was naked, completely naked. I had stripped my clothes off during the game.
Like that kind of party?
Yeah, that was a party. And immediately following the final kneel down, I decided to, in my hoarse voice from screaming like you couldn't imagine during the game, I decided to sing We Are the Champions naked with a one-year-old. That, in fact, is the video that my wife, for some reason, took. I think it was, wow. I think it was her belief that, you know what, let me get this video just in case this goes south, because now I'll have this forever told over. We are the
champions, my friend. Wow. Yeah, I'm rooting for James Harden to win MVP now. It has to happen.
And you know what the sad thing is? I'm not sure if you'll even give the money to the charity.
Well, I don't understand why you would even think that you'd have to say where the money would go. If we make a bet on this show, money goes to charity. I mean, where do you think the charity money is going? Where the money's going to go? I'm not Bart Scott.
So wow. you'll give it to the bang, Cancer bang. Foundation. All right.
Shots fired.
When they ask us on the show, when we're doing whatever we're doing, we got that email like, where would you like a donation to be made? It's always the Chris Candy Foundation. We saw where the money goes to. We were there. We saw the beautiful park that Canty built.
It was nice. That was a freezing cold day, by the way.
Yeah,
freezing
it was. Cold. I appreciate you guys coming out because it was cold as hell that day.
I felt so proud to be there and so proud of you, Chris. And I remember that was I was freezing, freezing that day. All right.
Yep.
Guests on DCRPRV, the Goodyear Hotline. Let's get to some of these Deshaun Watson calls. You actually did say the charity of your choosing to Rick. Check the tape. RJ, can you grab the tape and let's see if I said the charity of my choosing? Because if I did, then
but
I think
you didn't. But you
well,
did.
Somebody's saying I did.
Well, Sherry doesn't count. I'm telling you, I heard what you said, but it's fine. Now, listen, it's going to the Canty Foundation anyway.
That's fine. 250 Canty Foundation. I feel good about things. Let's go to Marv or Mark, either way, in Florida. Mark, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Mark?
Big fan.
Thank you.
Question for CeCe on personal conduct clauses in NFL contracts. We all know that the Houston Texans organization is a joke, and they probably didn't even have a massage therapist on staff. Do you think these guys are trying to some way get some of their money back from Deshaun? Because this smells all the way. I'm in Florida. I can smell it from here.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that when it comes to Deshaun, just because I don't think it's risen to the level of being criminal. I think it would have to get to that point before they could potentially go down an avenue to pursue a way to recruit signing bonus money. But, I mean, this is ugly. I mean, the Houston Texans, I mean, the NFL as a whole, they're going to have to look at whether or not this is going to warrant Deshaun Watson potentially being on the commissioner's list until this whole thing gets resolved, because there's no way that they can have him a part of the NFL this upcoming season with this looming over his head. Like, this has to get resolved, and I don't think this is something that's going to happen in the short term.
Yeah, I don't know what the benefit to the Houston Texans would be.
There's no benefit.
That's the other holdup for me. I know initially that was kind of what, you know, people were connecting those dots, but I don't. I mean, this is again. I mean, do they want Houston? Does Houston want Deshaun Watson to leave? No, they don't. But I don't understand how this.
Would you rather he leaves and you get three ones and two really good players, or would you rather that he's on the commissioner's exempt list and you get nothing?
And his reputation is completely ruined.
And now nobody will give you anything near what they would have given you otherwise. I understand why that was a thought originally, but I can't buy into the fact that Texans are behind this
no.
whole thing.
I mean, you don't want to trade him, but I mean, the reality is you're probably going to have to, and this is the way to reset your franchise.
Yeah, you don't want this to be true. Let's go to Jerry in Brooklyn. Jerry, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. You know, it really pains me when I see a young person that may have painted themselves into a corner. You know, there's an African proverb: until the lions can tell their own story, the tales of the hunt will always glorify the hunter. And in this case, the women must be acknowledged and their stories must be heard. And then we have to let due process take its course. Because, Dave, good for you, a person is innocent until proven guilty. But I will say this, there's something that pains me. Why would a young millionaire athlete not get, at least in my opinion, I don't think he got referrals from the National Football League, from team doctors or trainers or from teammates? Did he recruit these women off the internet, not knowing them? And if so, doesn't mean he's guilty, but you put yourself in a position where, in my opinion, even if he's innocent, his reputation will be tarnished forever. He will never see those endorsements that he dreams about from other companies. And it's going to be a tough situation. And I think, Dave, you said it perfectly. How on earth do you prove your innocence against so many other people. Thanks. Well,
apparently,
have
Dave is the
day,
only
guys.
One who speaks in the show. Jerry, here's
you know
here's
Jerry what appreciates a solid, knowledgeable talk show host.
Dave's the only voice in the entire show. Every point that's made on the show is Dave's point.
I have a lot of salient points. I'm sorry.
But just
I'll
you
stop
have a lot
talking.
Of,
I'll just let the music play on out.
No, but just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you make smart decisions. I mean, that's like saying, well, how come a millionaire would recruit massage therapists? Why would a billionaire go to the Orchids of Asia?
No.
You know
don't
what I mean?
Talk like, about that. Don't say that too loud.
So, I mean, it's not. It's unfortunate. Yeah, I mean, we said this when it first happened. Like, it just, he put himself in a bad spot now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I honestly, like, I don't know with now, I mean, being 13, looks like there's going to be 14 and maybe even more, how, if there's no tangible evidence, how he gets himself out of this.
Yeah, I don't think, well, at least not with his reputation intact. Now, how he gets himself out of it, I mean, there's a lot of different ways he can get himself out of this situation. One being just decide he's going to settle all 13
cases.
Well,
no, cases. I don't mean like that. I mean just like if you say, like he came out initially and said
that he didn't do it?
Exactly. Like I don't know how he proves that now.
Yeah, I don't know how he proves it either. And with the sheer number of cases, it almost makes it feel like he's guilty because there's a pattern of behavior. But because this thing hasn't risen to the level of being criminal, like, I don't have any doubt that Deshaun Watson is going to play in the National Football League again.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's how a lot of people are framing this in the court of public opinion, and that's just not true.
That he won't play again?
Yeah. Well, they're saying, like, well, his future in the NFL is in doubt and all of this other stuff. I don't see it that way at all.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't think either of us do.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Was that good? Good.
That was perfect.
Music time for you?
Perfect.
Got to enjoy it. Think, is he going to talk? Am I going to have to talk in three-word bursts here? At what point would you go like, oh, my God, he's not going to talk. I better take over. Would that happen?
Today. It could happen. I wouldn't take over. I would just, that would be it. Machine's going down. Power went out.
Just a treat of all treats. Guests on DCR, PRV, the Goodyear Hotline. As a business owner, time is your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a sponsored job and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Let's bring him in, one of our favorites, although he's been very belligerent of late. And that, of course, is Mike Tenenbaum, our resident GM. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Belligerent may be apt, but at least punctual would be the other word I would use, unlike yourself. So I'm just curious, for being 7 minutes late, what's the fine schedule that we have for DCR?
I don't understand. Why are you such a stickler? We're doing a fun radio program. I mean, do you have another show that you have booked that you're just desperate to get onto, or do you have time and want to converse with us?
I have all the time in the world to be on DCR, but I'm just curious, you know, like, aren't the standards the standards? And, you know, 7 minutes late, you know, it's just, I don't know, Chris, you tell me, is there a fine schedule, or, you know, we just have guidelines here.
Yeah, it's $500 per minute. That's what we're going to do.
Ooh.
Let's go with that.
Wow.
Let's go with that Tom Coughlin fine schedule.
Is that what it was for Tom Coughlin? $500 a minute?
$500 a minute. And then after 5 minutes, it would count as a missed meeting, and then he could charge you like 10 grand.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that's not going to happen. So let's have the conversation. Firstly, Mike, why is there so much anger with you now? It felt like you were so angry with us last week, and you're angry with Don yesterday. I mean, are you okay?
I'm great, guys. I'm really good. He just used the term gobbledygook, and we just had to set him straight. We had a productive conversation and cleared the air, and, you know, we moved on. So all good, and having good spirited New York sport debate.
Okay. All right. So here's my take. I really like what the Giants have done. I love Adoree Jackson. I really like Galladay. I'm excited about where they are. I'm excited about the draft. Is this the right tack to take right now with what the Giants have done?
I do. I really like it, Dave. You know, here are my concerns is, you know, I think what Galladay brings is size and speed. He's a point scorer. You know, Daniel Jones had 11 touchdowns last year. We know that's not good enough. But Galladay's only played in 16 games once in his career. So if he could play a full season, which let's assume, guys, will be 17 games, that would be the big question mark. But he brings something that nobody in the draft has, which is real size, real playmaking ability. So I like the signing. I don't know who they were competing against. You know, I made some calls around the league last night, and people thought he was a good player, but they were aggressive in getting him, and you got to give him credit. And Adoree Jackson was somebody I love coming out. Very good athlete, can play slot, outside, good returner. Again, I think durability is a big question mark with him.
So, Mike, when you look at the Giants right now, I mean, obviously, you know, there's still time in free agency, and then as we head into the draft, what do you look at as now the main concern for this Giants team moving forward? What do they have to upgrade next?
Yeah, I think they've done a great job, guys. Like, you look at their skill players. You know, I think, you know, we've talked about this a lot. I think Darius Slayton is very underrated. Sterling Shepard's solid. They had a Rudolph with Ingram. You know, maybe another offensive lineman. We'll see what Solder has. I thought that was a really good job. I think his pay cut was responsible and appropriate. And I think this is just a consequential year now for Daniel Jones. I mean, maybe you want to add another pass rusher, but I think it really, Rick, comes back to how good is Daniel Jones? Can he take them to the playoffs year in and year out?
Mike, so we all really like what the Giants did the first week of free agency, but Vegas seems like they're unimpressed. They've got the Giants having the worst odds of any team in the division to win the NFC East. I mean, what is it that we're missing, or do you just not agree with what Vegas is saying?
Yeah, Chris, I don't agree with Vegas. I mean, I think they're third in front of Philadelphia. I think Washington has done a really good job. You know, if you took the name off of the back of jersey, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, has played really well the last 2 years. And I probably would take them over Dallas right now. But Giants against Philadelphia right now, I like the Giants. I like Daniel Jones better than Jalen Hurts. I like their skilled players. So that does surprise me a little bit.
Mike Tannenbaum with us here, 98.7 ESPN. So let's look ahead to the draft a little bit. Let's just say you're the GM of the Giants. Are you looking at any specific position, like offensive line or another receiver or someone to get to the quarterback? Or are you in a position where whatever you like best, whatever player you have ranked highest, is where you go in the draft?
Yeah, Dave, I think it's more of the latter just from a standpoint. Again, I think Dave Gettleman's done a good job of trying to fill holes proactively, so you're not sitting there beholden to a corner or certainly a receiver, which I think the conversation last week, we would have said that. Again, maybe one of these pressure players, like I like Quiddy Pay a lot from Michigan. Azeez Ojulari from Georgia is a really good pass rusher, good athlete. They could use another pass rusher, but I think Patrick Graham did a pretty good job. I thought that defense played better as the year went on last year. They manufactured pressure, and any defense coordinator you work with would like to get there with four if possible.
Mike, you got to explain something to me, and this is not me trying to start a fight, because I've heard Greeny say the exact same thing. So, obviously, Dallas bringing Dak back. I mean, offensively, they look like, I mean, that's, they're as good as anyone in the division. Defense, still question mark. But you bring up, take the name off the back of his jersey and look at his numbers. I'm also looking at another number with Ryan Fitzpatrick, is he's never played in the postseason. He's 38, he'll be 39. Why all of a sudden are we making this like, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is all of a sudden going to lead this Washington football team to a division title?
Because they won seven games last year, Rick, with below average quarterback play. In the last 2 years, we actually researched this. If you just go over the last 2 years, guys, he has the seventh best QBR. And I think sometimes, and I've been guilty of this in my career, you know, we do sort of like this confirmation scouting where we say like, oh, he's a journeyman. But if you look at it objectively, he's played really well. And when you look at Antonio Gibson, Curtis Samuel, and Terry McLaurin, they can all really run. And my point is, would you rather have Dak Prescott over Ryan Fitzpatrick? Absolutely. I just can't say here in good conscience that he's $30 million better. And when you look at what Dallas is playing Zeke Elliott and Amari Cooper, I just think Washington built a better football team and much more cost-effective, and they have a dominant front seven.
Mike, switching gears quickly, we were talking about the Deshaun Watson situation. Now 13 civil suits have been filed against him, with more expected. I guess because you were a general manager, you would have better insights to some of this stuff. Is this a situation where the NFL would consider putting Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list until all of this gets resolved?
Yeah, Chris, this is a really surprising and candidly disappointing situation, because up until now, Deshaun's had absolutely impeccable character going back to his days at Clemson and what he's been in the NFL. And my understanding, and I'm not a complete expert in this, but I believe criminal charges have to become part of the equation to go on the exempt list. Until then, you know, as of right now, this morning, guys, it's only a civil case, so I don't believe that comes into the mix. So I think, you know, it's kind of a wait and see mode, but it's surprising. Obviously, you know, there could be victims here. So, you know, it's a very sensitive situation, a very serious one. And we got to let the process run its course. But I do think the exempt list comes into the mix if and when criminal charges are filed.
Mike Tannenbaum with us here, 98.7 ESPN. You're the perfect person to ask. So you're GM of a team right now. Would you make a deal for Deshaun Watson, or do you have to see how this thing plays out?
Yeah, so let me answer that a couple of different ways. So I think short-term, Dave, you really have to be in a wait-and-see mode because it's really hard where we are today to walk into your owner, to look at your head coach, to look at your fan base and say, hey, we're going to make a trade with this tremendous cloud of uncertainty. With that said, you also have a responsibility to do what's best for your franchise. So I'm calling Nick Caserio, the GM of the Texans, every day. When I traded for Brett Favre, Green Bay said no to me about five times. So my disposition is, when you're in a negotiation, no is just part of the conversation. So I don't want to be out on a scouting trip and find out that all these charges went away and he got traded to a team in our division. Like, that would keep me up at night as well. So you want to be respectful and let the league do its investigation and let the process run its course. But at the same time, behind closed doors, you are scouring for information. You're calling Houston. You're checking in because you got to do what's best for your franchise as well.
Mike, if you're a team like the Miami Dolphins, obviously they drafted Tua, but, there still are some question marks surrounding him. I mean, now with the Deshaun Watson stuff happening, do you now all of a sudden, maybe decide to pivot and potentially, think about someone like Russell Wilson?
Yeah, Rick, I think you have to scour for quarterbacks nowadays. And I think, when you look at Sean McVay and the Rams, you got to give them credit. They gave $100 million to Jared Goff 16 months ago, and they said he wasn't good enough. And if I'm Miami, again, I'm scouring for quarterbacks. And I think, what's interesting to me, we talked about this yesterday on Get Up, guys. When you compare the situations, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers comes out and said, hey, my future is a beautiful mystery. And Mark Murphy comes out and said, hey, we're not idiots. He's not going anywhere. But that story went away. And now you compare that with Seattle, and no one's saying that he's going to be there. So be it Miami, Chicago, New York Jets, I'm calling Seattle as well.
Mike, Zach Wilson's pro day is this Friday. If you're Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh, exactly what are you looking for when you go out there to take a look at him at BYU?
Yep, just did this a couple of years ago with Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. Not only am I spending a lot of time with him, more importantly, though, who you are in life, guys, is how you treat people that can't help you. So I'm going to go see the academic advisor. I'm going to spend time with the trainer, the equipment manager. I'm going to spend time with the support people. I want to talk to as many people as possible to see what kind of leader he is. And more importantly, guys, I want to see how he deals with adversity, because if and when he's the second pick of the draft of the New York Jets, how does he handle it? How does he handle criticism? Because we all know when you have the privilege of one of those jobs in New York, it's times 10, and there's going to be adversity. And I want to know how he handled it in Provo, Utah, because if he can't handle it there, how's he going to handle it in New York?
Mike, we got to run. I just have one more quick one for you, and then I want to find out why you're so energized this morning. And I know you're up very early. Do you think the Jets know exactly what they're going to do right now, or you think they're still kind of wait and see?
Boy, Dave, that's a great question. I know when I became the GM of the Jets, I knew really quickly that my first draft that we had to get the Brickenshaw Ferguson, because we lost two quarterbacks in seven snaps the year before, and we had no chance to function without a really good left tackle. Even though we kept saying we were interested in Vernon Davis and Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. Knowing Joe the way I do, he is so prepared, hard worker. My sense is he does. Now, there may not be consensus yet between Woody and Chris Johnson, Coach Saleh. That's a process that is, you got to work through. But I would be surprised sitting here in late March that Joe's not very confident of what he thinks the right thing is to do for the organization.
And Mike, lastly, I know you're up at 4:20, 4:30 this morning. How do you sound so energized?
I appreciate you asking, but I take X2 every morning. It's an all-natural, healthy endurance drink, Dave. It gets me going. No crash, no jitters, no sugar. I strongly recommend you guys take it. Maybe we could be on time for next week, but I appreciate you asking.
I mean, why do you go there? I mean, at 7:30. So at 7:30, I should have said to you, Mike, we got to go, because that technically should be our time to break. But I thought the conversation was good. You can't adjust on the fly a little bit, Tannenbaum?
I'm always good, Dave. You can call me at 4:40, 7:40. You guys are number one in my book, so you can call me whenever it's good.
I mean, we may never call again, but I thank you for your time today. We appreciate it, as always.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That, of course, Mike.
Careful what you wish for, by the way.
What do you mean?
That could be when they give us the 4 o'clock hour, too. He may be our 4:40.
I'm not wishing that. You know what, guys, we were thinking would be a great idea? the four. I mean, you're not sleeping anyway. You're up early. You're doing the show from home.
That's a great opportunity.
It's the new drive time.
Right? Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
You critiqued. I mean, I don't think it was fair critique. I think it was very aggressive.
But constructive.
You critiqued it, and I've changed my ways quickly.
Yeah, constructive criticism.
It wasn't constructive. It was mean. It was nasty.
Well, I mean, how can you say it's not constructive? You've improved. That was constructive.
Well, just because I took it to heart doesn't mean it was nice. You could have just said, listen, Dave, I think you should let the music play out. Not like, oh, my God, stop the show. Here's my problem right now.
Oh, but some people, listen, this is how you know, it's all about being a good coach, right? It's like understanding how you motivate each person. Like I sometimes got to beat you up a little bit to get the result.
I don't think that was necessary. I think you would have gotten the result. Next time, try niceness, kindness. Just constructive criticism.
I don't think you do well with kindness. You need to be pushed a little bit. I don't think you can criticize Canty and I's methods with how it's worked out for you.
Well, why not?
I feel like they're more your methods than my methods, though, Rico.
Yeah, I don't think Chris is nasty and mean. I think this is more your way.
Oh, you got, I mean, listen, you got morning drive, which you always wanted.
Right.
Check that off the list. You lost, I mean, when you were dieting before the bar mitzvah, you lost what, 35 pounds?
No, 23, but yeah, a lot
23,
of weight.
23, most you've ever lost and
lot
kept
of weight.
Off.
A lot of weight.
And now, I mean, as far as coming back from break with your pacing,
yes.
Your pacing's terrific.
Uh-huh.
You're a better husband.
Yeah,
Sherry's,
you'll be an
Sherry's
old
the candle loser with your feet up, and I'll be a dead winner.
You will be. You'll be. I'll visit your gravesite.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel good. Thank you.
I'll leave a headshot.
Actually, I'll put
wow.
the victory right on the tombstone. I'm getting cremated anyway.
No, you're not.
Yes.
You should be stuffed, honestly.
Okay, who's going to stuff me then? Would you
I
like
don't
to
know. Milo?
No, I don't want to be stuffed.
The large baby, Milo.
No. The large baby.
the giant toddler. he's 60 pounds at 6 years old. He's enormous.
Hey, listen, what do you want to tell you? Cassie's got that good breast milk. What do you want to tell you?
Oh, dear. All right, hoops update time. Brought to you by Tipico Sportsbook. Join Tipico Sportsbook in New Jersey and receive an instant deposit match up to $750. Well, is that right? That's a lot of money. Let's make this interesting. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. $750. That's a lot of money. All right. Oregon beats, I told you I was going to lose, 95-80 yesterday. It was a drubbing. Wasn't even that close. Creighton over Ohio. Michigan hangs on. They beat LSU 86-78. Florida State hammers Colorado by 18. Alabama beats up on Maryland 96-77, and USC, just a drubbing, for lack of a better word, 85-51 last night over Kansas. All right, so guys, here is the latest on where we are with Deshaun Watson. Couple of notes. 6 more lawsuits were filed against Watson, bringing the total now to 13. Among the new lawsuits is one that accuses Watson of sexual assault this month, which I know you mentioned earlier on the show, Rick. Watson has denied, now this is important, denied any wrongdoing, and his attorney, Rusty Harden, says the allegations against the quarterback are, quote, meritless. Tony Busby said Saturday night on Instagram that he'll submit affidavits and evidence from several women, which is what we say is their evidence. He says there is from several women to the Houston Police Department and the Houston District Attorney as well. Busby also says that he's been contacted by, if this is true, by 10 more additional women who have come forward with reports about similar conduct with Watson, which would put us into the mid-20s. The NFL is currently investigating the situation, and the Texans say they'll stay in close contact with the league right now. So that's the latest of where we are with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get, I mean, it sounds like you're just going to have more and more. I mean, I was reading an article a couple minutes ago where they said, you know, Busby had said that he's already filed the 14th. So, I mean, then there'll be more.
But 10 more?
I don't know if there'll be 10 more, but, I mean, he said, I mean, there's more. I mean, it started at 3. We're up to 13. Could end up being 14 by the end of today. I mean, this is not...
It's not good is what it's not.
No, but not even that it's not good. It's, I mean, now you're in a spot where I just don't know. I keep coming back to the same thing. If you're Deshaun Watson at this point, I don't know how you go about proving that you're innocent now. Like, I don't know how that's possible. Like, unless you would, I mean, I guess what Rusty Harden would be doing now is trying to get that same, like Tony Busby has now created a pattern of behavior for Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah, it feels like that.
Well, no, that's what he's done.
Well, it feels like it gives more credibility to, yeah. I see where you're going with it.
So now you'd have to do, like, Rusty Harden would have to do the exact same thing with the women that are accusing Deshaun Watson.
But you have to be careful, too, because you don't want to go on the crazy offensive.
But I'm not saying do it in the media. I'm saying that's the due diligence he needs to be doing right now is trying to establish what exactly was...
he's going to try to discredit them.
Yeah, what the understanding was of getting these massages.
Yeah, he's going to try to discredit them. He's going to try to show that there is a motivation for these women, you know, and that's what would lead them to making these false accusations toward his client. But that's something that they're going to handle in the civil litigation. I don't think that's something that he wants to take to the court of public opinion because it gets into the territory of trying to be dismissive of women that want to report sexual misconduct from men. So I just it's a fine line for Rusty Harden to try to balance. But I mean, right now it's all ugly for Deshaun Watson, and you're wondering whether or not his representation can do anything to kind of stem the tide of what's been happening in the last couple of weeks.
It's a really rough situation. Guests on DCR PRV, the Goodyear Hotline. Let's get to some of the calls on where we are with this in the NFL. Let's go to Sal in Brooklyn. Sal, you're next up on 98.7.
Yo, boys. Good morning, everybody. Hoping if I talk fast, please forgive me here. Deshaun Watson's 25. I know you guys are athletes. You have all that testosterone going through your body. There's a lot of haters out there right now because he's a young man making a lot of money, and a lot of people don't like that. This kid absolutely, in my eyes, and if there's a true man out there that's been out there with a lot of women, not that I'm saying I was, he has done nothing wrong. I'm hoping.
Oh, come on. You know what a stupid thing.
Hang on, hang on.
Goodbye. No. Hardly am I sitting here telling you that he did anything wrong. But to say there is no way he did anything wrong and bring he's young and wealthy and all and testosterone is such a stupid thing to say that I'm not going to let you continue here.
Well, Dave, he's done something wrong. He's put himself in this situation. Now, I don't know that the sexual misconduct that he's being accused of is true, but he shouldn't have been in this situation in the first damn place. Like, he put himself in a vulnerable spot, and now I think this is all going to have to play out. And we'll see what happens. But nobody knows exactly what took place between Deshaun Watson and all of these women. And that's why you have to allow this whole thing to run its course. But as far as the football implications, right now Deshaun Watson doesn't look like he's going to be playing for anybody anytime soon.
Yeah, I just don't know how. I mean, we don't know. I'm sure we'll get, at some point we'll get more information. But, I mean, you're still talking about a situation – putting yourself in a spot where it's going to be your word against the massage therapist's word.
But a lot of them.
But again, Tony Busby has done what he's
well,
what
Tony
he's
Busby
set out
said
to do.
That he has proof. That's what he said.
Okay.
We'll see it. If he's got proof, he's got proof. That'll
like
come
to
out
that
with
proof
the proceedings.
Is. But to come on the show and to call and say there's no way he did anything wrong and he's a young man with a lot of money who's got a lot of testosterone is such a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I could only guess where he was headed with that, but I mean, if you're looking for, like, if your intention was, you know, looking for, and I'm putting it in air quotes, a massage that had a certain kind of ending that you were looking for, that's not really a spot you want to put yourself in.
No. Let's go to
Deshaun Watson.
Terrence in Suffolk. Terrence, you're next up on 98.7.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was just thinking, just because there's been tension going on recently between the two, Deshaun Watson and the Houston franchise. I was wondering, you know, did Busby come to the McNairs and say, hey, I got some info, there's some stuff going on about Watson, and he's their guy at the time. So they were kind of keeping it under the rug, and now all of a sudden that they don't see eye to eye, and Watson's looking to get out, and they're just going back and forth, that now it's starting to come out.
Terrence, I don't think there's been any collusion between the Texans and Tony Busby. I just don't think that's been the case. Now, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is dating back to the start of 2020. We don't really have anything from prior to that. So I just think this is fairly recent in terms of these series of allegations and this pattern of behavior that Busby is trying to outline with Deshaun. I don't think this is something that's been ongoing since he became a member of the Texans.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, the idea too that this was, I mean, one of the most recent lawsuits had
was this month.
Well, it was March 5th. But I mean, what's more disturbing about it, obviously, is that Tony Busby was in touch with Deshaun Watson's people in February,
right?
About trying to make trying to have a settlement.
I'm sure they wish they would have done that now. Sheesh.
But that might be the only option at this point. I don't know how you fight. I mean, again, I don't know how you fight this.
Well, I don't think you can, Rico. I mean, there's no way to make it go away. Like, what evidence do you have? Like, did you videotape the massage sessions? I mean, that would be the only thing that can kind of, clear you and clear your name. I mean, there is no – what other evidence is there?
That's what we don't know. That's what we don't know. And for the people that call in and say, well, he's got a sterling reputation. I mean, there are plenty of really,
but stop it. It's
really
it's
good
the stupidest
people.
Argument I've ever heard.
Yeah, Darren Sharper had a good reputation. See how that turned out. So, I mean, it's just – you never know with these types of situations. But, again, Rico, that's why I go back to Deshaun Watson putting himself in this type of situation where – something like this could take place. Like, this is not where you put yourself if you're a franchise quarterback. So, I mean, in all of this, like, that is a big part of what he did wrong. That's a complete lack of judgment.
Busby does say, and said on Saturday night on Instagram, that he'll submit affidavits and evidence from several women to the Houston Police Department and Houston District Attorney. So I want to see what that evidence is, because he's claiming he has some kind of evidence that will show what Deshaun Watson has done.
Yeah, well, I'll see. Listen, again, we can't sit here. You can't, again, it's tough to go back and forth. I mean, right now it does not look good for Deshaun Watson.
No.
We don't have all the evidence.
We don't.
In Rusty Harden, although his name.
Leave it alone, please.
Yep.
Yeah, let that go, man.
Please.
Come on.
There's also a rusty instrument. But, I mean, he's a really credible lawyer. I mean, you've heard of Rusty Harden before. I mean, he's the one that represented Roger Clemens.
Mm-hmm.
So, for him to take on this case, when he sat down with Deshaun Watson, there has to be a reason why he took on this case.
He's also getting paid.
Well, I know, but it's not. I don't think it's as cut and dry as, okay, here's 13 lawsuits. He's guaranteed. I mean, he's guilty. We don't know that yet.
No, we don't know anything. We know very little about this case. DCR brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Spend your tax return wisely with Straight Talk Wireless. You can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for $199, plus get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk. And DCR also presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Troy in South Carolina, you're next up on 98.7, Troy.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, these guys calling in asserting that the Houston Texans, McNair, are going to collude to devalue their highest invested asset. Come on, CC. You know I'm right. Ricky, you guys have done it. They're not going to devalue their highest invested asset and collude to be a part of that process. It's ludicrous. The guy's calling in asserting this.
Yeah, I would have a hard time believing that, too, at this point. I don't know what's to be gained from Houston.
All they have is to lose. I mean, you think really, even if they're furious with him and they're upset with the fact that he's demanding a trade, you think that they want to ruin any value that the guy has?
No, I mean, this is not my opinion, but the only way you could draw the, what the callers are saying is that if, because Tony Busby, has some sort of relationship, he says he doesn't, but who knows what the case is. That's
strange to say that he doesn't have a relationship with Cal McNair, with the Houston Texans. That's a little far-fetched.
That maybe that he went rogue? And decided that this would be the. I mean, this he would take it upon himself to try to keep Deshaun Watson. I mean, again, I don't believe that. But I mean, if that's what the conclusions you're trying to draw because of the timing and everything else. But I have a hard time believing that.
But he was able
to
find all these massage therapists that have worked with Deshaun Watson and say that he's done things unethically. I mean,
it's hard to believe.
We're talking about money, though, Dave. We're talking about this is for profit. Tony Busby is not doing this out of the kindness of his heart. He's trying to make some money. So, I mean, I'm not saying that means that Deshaun Watson didn't do anything wrong, but you also have to recognize this is civil. So there is they're going after damages. So, I mean, that there would be, you could say, okay, money could be you know, a big part of the equation when it comes to the motivations of all the individuals involved.
Let's go to Art in Manhasset. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, CDR. First time caller, long time listener. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Was that a Freudian slip, CDR? Or did you really think the show was called CDR?
No, sorry. I was just thinking. It's early in the morning for me.
That's
I was
okay.
just thinking about the Deshaun Watson thing, kind of the first time caller, so it's a little nervous. My thing
time.
Is more, I don't want to start a conspiracy theory. It's just that this is so odd that all of a sudden he asked for a trade from Houston. I mean, what he did was wrong if he did that, because obviously that's not acceptable. But why all of a sudden he asked for this trade and then all this just comes out of nowhere?
I don't think anyone can answer that question, Art.
Yeah, we don't have the answers.
We don't. We don't have the information yet.
No, the truth is, this is all speculation. We don't know anything more than you. We bring the facts. We try to debate it as best we can, and we try to be as respectful for the situation as humanly possible. And that's where we are sitting here on March 23rd. I'm sure it'll change, but that's the information that we have right now. All right, Santi, let's go. Three stars of a Tuesday morning.
Today's three stars of DCR. Number three.
All right, let's go back to a positive note here. Let's give the third star to the New York Giants for addressing all their issues in free agency. They've done a good job.
Beautiful.
You have to admit the Giants are better, and they've got a legitimate shot at making a playoff push. At the very least, it's got vibes of 2016.
I love the fact that must have pained you to give the Giants a third star of the day. Like, eating you up.
Not necessarily. Let's check back in October.
Number two,
I don't have time to play the exchange, but, I mean, Don LaGreca, Mike Tannenbaum, that was interesting. Bringing back the term gobbledygook and then it being used as, hey, you called me gobbledygook, and it had everything. It had confusion, name-calling, accusations, and it was entertaining. I hope to see more of that.
How dare you call me gobbledygook?
I challenge you to a duel, sir.
Number one,
the bet that was made earlier, and we do have audio clarification that I will play for you guys now.
I would like you to make a donation to a charity.
But see, now, okay, I'm going to say no to that.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
How am I going to say no to that?
Well, let's come up with a number. Let's come up with the number.
Well, you tell me what the number is.
250.
Ah, oh, done.
250. There it is. Locked in.
I never said I didn't say 250.
No, I won, but you heard it. It was just a charity. It wasn't the charity you're choosing.
Well, but it doesn't matter because we're going to go with the Chris Canty Foundation regardless.
Harden for MVP.
No, he has no chance. He has no chance to win the MVP, and if he does, I'll leave the country, and I'll leave the country immediately. Knicks tonight against the Wizards, 7:30 start for that one right here on 98.7. It's real 76, fellas.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, Rothenberg, and...
Hey, everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.